of all, this notion that it doesn't affect me or my parish is simply blind to the reality. It is affecting you and your parish right now. I think oftentimes pastors are selfish in seeing that so far nobody is making a law that says I can't preach. But what they're not seeing is their members in the pews, who are oftentimes facing forced political conditioning at, if they're, for instance, working for a big corporation that has the political sensitivity training and is forcing them on the job to say things which are not right and to refrain from speaking to their fellow workers about Christian matters, and are being penalized at work for simply saying Christian things. I think pastors, first of all, need to be aware that their people are thoroughly under the gun right now already, even if the churches per se are not. The reason we stand opposed to sin is not because it hurts me. The reason we stand opposed to sin is because it hurts the sinner. And we need to reclaim that in all sins, not just a few, and recognize that these poor people who are oftentimes caught up in a lifestyle that they cannot escape from. They're harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. And they need us, even if they don't believe they need us. They need us to speak Christ to them. And the only way we can speak Christ to them is if we continue to carve out the freedom to do so.